This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus hospitalizations keep rising in Colorado. Tuesday, they hit 1,042, the highest total this year, and about four times what it was in the middle of summer. The high number of hospitalizations is affecting staffing. A third of hospitals expect a staff shortage in the next week. Larimer County's mask mandate goes into effect today. The indoor mask requirement was suspended for several months, but it's back now as the county's intensive care units are filling up. Applying to college in Colorado is free for a few days this week. During one free day last year, more than 56,000 prospective students turned in applications, saving them $2.3 million. So the state expanded the free period to 3 days, which ends tomorrow. The program aims to increase Colorado's college enrollment rate, which is behind the national average. The Denver Nuggets start their basketball season tonight in Phoenix. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Once again, the team has high hopes to go far in the playoffs, just like in recent years. But this season, they'll start without star guard Jamal Murray, who remains sidelined with a torn ACL. The Nuggets had a busy offseason, re-signing forward Michael Porter Jr. to a contract that could be worth more than $200 million over 5 years. They also drafted rookie guard Bones Highland, who was impressed in preseason play. And Denver's core still includes Nikola Jokic, who was named the NBA's MVP last season. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Game time tonight is 8 o'clock. The Nuggets host San Antonio in their season home opener on Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.